Eddie, good morning. This is the Human Resources Committee. It is 10:45, and we are ready to go. First item on the agenda, call to order. Second item, approval of minutes from the August 4th, 2020 meeting.
Motion to approve.
All in favor?
Aye.
Third on the agenda is public comments. Anybody here for public comment? Nope. And number four, employee years of service recognition. Do we have one of those? Yep.
I will take care of this one. Is this on?
Get it right here on the bottom.
It was on. Good morning.
Good morning.
Actually, today we are here to recognize and congratulate our HR director, Megan Kelly.
Perfect committee to do.
For 15 years of service.
He hasn't been out of the house since March.
Oh, wow.
You will make me cry.
Megan began working here as our benefits coordinator, but quickly, 15 years ago, but quickly moved into a leadership position of the office as the HR director. HR is a behind-the-scenes office whose work is critical in supporting the day-to-day operations of the rest of the organization. Day in and out, Megan and her team assist with the hiring process to include job postings, background checks, enrolling and onboarding employees. They manage our benefits, FMLA administration, coordinate annual evaluations, process open enrollment, coordinate continuously on our health insurance benefits, work hand-in-hand with payroll, in addition to addressing the day-to-day personnel needs for employees and departments. Over the years, and with Megan's leadership, this office has transitioned from dealing with just these required personnel functions into a human resources office, offering services, programs, and support to our employees in many significant ways. One of these was the 2011 overhaul of our health insurance program. Megan was an integral part of the leadership team that developed the program that we have today, which helps control our health insurance cost while offering one of the best programs around to our employees. This was a challenging and tremendous task. Today, Megan continues to review and seek improvements to this program, whether it's through our partnership with Palladina, review of our pharmacy plans, or understanding chronic or recurring health issues with our employee population. Every 4 years, we have committed to complete a wage and comp study. Megan is the lead on this comprehensive project that reviews wages, compares benefits, analyzes positions, updates job descriptions. Annually, Megan reviews and updates our HR guidelines, as we just did last month. Our strategic plans, particularly our current one, have a strong focus on employees, and the responsibility to implement those programs falls on Megan and the HR office. Initiatives that we have accomplished with Megan's leadership include the establishment of an ERC, Employee Relations Committee, a very successful wellness program. We implemented a new HR software system. For anybody who's ever tried to implement a new software system, they know it comes with challenges and a few hiccups. A mentor program. We had our first successful program with half a dozen participants last year. Monthly speakers and training for employees, employee surveys, annual ethics training, flex time and teleworking policies, which became critical during COVID and allowed our workforce to keep working and serving the public. Talking about COVID, Megan, as well as her team, were at the forefront of assisting with questions and policies related to how we handle employee matters, federal requirements, and more. Since March, this has been an almost daily task. Speaking on a personal level, on a more personal level, there are times as a supervisor when you must deal with tough situations with employees, and that often ends up involving HR. These situations can be uncomfortable, and they're not something that most of us are used to dealing with. I've been here for a number of years now, and though the incidents have been far and few between, I have had to deal with these tough situations, and I can't tell you how important Megan's assistance, support, and guidance has been in those situations, and I know I speak for others in the organizations as well. But where is Megan the best? Her engagement with employees. I see her greet everyone with a smile and by name, and we have nearly 600 employees, so that's pretty impressive. She's often at 6 Mile at 6:30 in the morning, sharing HR news and updates with our folks. She's at each employee training session. She pops into each onboarding session with our new employees to greet them. And and even years ago, Megan jumped in on a lunchtime fitness class for employees. She knows what I'm going to tell. During this particular class, Megan was right next to me, and the instructor had to start doing burpees. Megan turned to me and said, "I really should not have eaten that chili right before I came here." She's a team player, and she's a champ. In 15 years, Megan has taken the HR office to another level. We are a better organization because of it. We thank her for her commitment to the town and especially to our employees.
Wow. It's my thank you. Thank you so much. Wow. That was awesome. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was really, really very touching. Thank you.
Congratulations again.
Thanks.
All right. Item 5, discussion and possible action with regard to the order of the gavel. And I believe we have a presentation by Councilman Gary Santos on the subject.
I don't know about a presentation. But,
presentation.
You know, the Order of the Gavel is one of the most prestigious awards that we give from the town, and it's to citizens who really have dedicated their lives to our citizens here and have done things in the community that have really been over and above. It's also been for maybe certain people who retire from the town or things like that, but it's always for somebody who's made a big impact on the municipality. That's an old picture. Talking with Councilmember O'Rourke, Danny Causey, as you see up there on the screen, that picture right there is coming up on 50 years old. Mm-hmm. He's been here longer than that with Causey's Barbershop, and he's been serving the citizens for a long time. He's done a lot for the community. As you see here, this is the Most Valuable Player Award that he gave, that I got when I was 12 years old. And he's done so much for the community, and he's always there to be able to help out whenever he can. And you know, it's getting to where he's getting up in age, and Tom thought that we ought to try and do something for him. And so I recommended the Order of the Gavel, because that's something that we can do for the town that recognizes his contributions to our town and the citizens of our town. And as I said, this is over 50 years old. 50 years he's been doing this same thing and pretty much the same place. And all the citizens know him. If you've been here for any amount of time, you know him. He's been here. And so we wanted to bring it before you, me and Councilmember O'Rourke, to get you guys to approve that, so we can have him come up and we can present him the Order of the Gavel for all he's done for our community.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, what an exciting thing to be able to be involved in something where someone has done so much. I'm very honored to make the motion to name Danny Causey as the council's Order of the Gavel. And of course, the motion is to send it on to council for a vote.
I second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilman.
We appreciate it.
And item 6 is adjourned. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everybody. That was awesome, Gare. Thank you.